How are you getting adjusted to life in the NFC and life in Washington? Now, how are your newer teammates getting adjusted to you? Are they kind of giving you the business being a new guy on the block, or is everybody kind of accepting you and making you feel welcome? Now, getting back on the field, you're going up against Westbrook with McNabb. You played these guys before when you were in Tennessee. What's the biggest thing that you have to worry about for them? Now, do you play fantasy? Now, the last time you played them was in 06. You played at that game 06 when Tennessee came to Philly, right? Now, what do you remember going up against their inside guys, Jamal Jackson and Todd Harrimans? So now, what are you expecting? Is Monday night still the same for you? You're a vet. You've been doing this for a while. Do you still get fired up for Monday nights?
I sure do. I mean, anytime you get to get on the field, you should be fired up, and especially Monday night with everybody watching. So it's going to be really no different for me. Go out there and play my hardest and try to create havoc, what I've been trying to do.
Now, everybody is going to be watching. What have your boys been texting you, finding out about all the craziness with Zorn? How has that been going? How's that been playing for you?
Say what now?
All the craziness going on surrounding you guys. Is that something that you guys even talk about in the locker room or that your boys ask you about?
Tennessee, and they're trying to get things straight, you know. They said at least we got some wins.
I mean, and speaking of wins, how crazy have you noticed that have your PR guys told you that everybody you face has been winless, except for the Eagles now, but for your first stretch of games, everybody you play were all winless.
We just got to find ourselves and become just that team that we could be, that good team. And it doesn't really matter if they're winless. I mean, at some point, everybody's winless, and you got to remember these guys are getting paid just like we are, and they're in the NFL just like we are, and so they have a job to do too.
What about playing for Blash? How can you compare him to any of your other defensive coordinators? Just give me a sense of how his temperament is.
I've only had one defensive coordinator, and that was Schwartz, who's now, the head coach at the Lions. It's a little different, you know. I mean, I don't know. You respect both of them a whole lot, and they know what they're talking about, and they know the game, so it's just a tad bit different, but not much, because I don't deal with Bosch or as Schwartz much as I do with a position coach.
And what about what's going on with Arakpo? He leads all NFL rookies with 3.5 sacks. How have you helped him get adjusted to life in the NFL?
We've just been talking about different games and things we got to do, and how to rush. But all of his sacks really coming off of just his pure talent and how he knows the game. So as soon as we can get adjusted and I get him with the ideas of things that we're going to see, you'll see even a bigger jump in his game.
Why is this system good for you, this Washington system, compared to the games that you guys played on the defensive line in Tennessee? Why was Washington the place for you?
Why is it a place for me from what now?
From the defensive scheme standpoint, why did you feel as though you would be a good fit there?
They played somewhat of the same scheme we did. Great Greg Williams was the D coordinator here, and he was a D coordinator at Tennessee before I got there, and that's where I got a lot of his game plans from. So, I mean, it was kind of close what we did, and a lot of some of the same calls and things like that. So it'll be a good fit. I can't say it'd be better in Tennessee because that's just what I've played in for 7 years.
And finally, the whole Tennessee thing with them losing 59-0. Do you kind of empathize with them, or is it your focus just on Washington and what you guys have to go through?
Yeah, I mean, I still got, you know, like brothers on that team and stuff, you know, and Keith and Tony and stuff like that. Yeah, you know, I sympathize with them, but, you know, we got our own problems here. But, you know, all that taken care of, and then the season will be over pretty much, so I can't really deal with what they did at Tennessee. I'm no longer a Tennessee type, I'm a Washington Redskin, so as far as that goes, I can't really help them there. They made their choice.
Okay, thank you.
All right.
Thank you.